Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 88, Being Led by the Holy Spirit, Spirit versus Flesh, Understanding the Internal Battle. One of the most surprising discoveries in my walk with Jesus was realizing that the real battle wasn't happening out in the world, it was happening inside me. I used to think spiritual conflict meant resisting external temptations or avoiding bad influences, but Scripture makes it clear that the deepest struggle is between the flesh and the spirit within us, and I've felt that battle more times than I can count. It's that tension between what I know is true and what I feel in the moment, between the pull of old patterns and the quiet voice of the Spirit calling me into life. Paul describes this conflict plainly. The flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. Galatians 5:17. When I first read that, I remember thinking, that explains so much. It explains why I could love God sincerely and still feel pulled toward things that didn't honor Him. It explains why obedience sometimes felt like swimming upstream. The flesh isn't just bad habits. It's that old way of living that tries to operate apart from God, and even though I'm a new creation, the flesh still tries to assert itself. Romans 7:18 through 25 has always felt painfully honest to me. Paul talks about wanting to do good, but struggling to carry it out. I've lived that tension. I've had days where my intentions were solid, but my reactions told a different story. What comforts me is knowing that Paul wasn't describing defeat. He was describing the human experience apart from the Spirit's power. The victory he longed for wasn't found in trying harder. It was found in Jesus and in the Spirit who empowers us from within. Romans 8:5 and 6 helped shift my perspective. Paul says that those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. That was a turning point for me. Victory isn't about suppressing the flesh. It's about redirecting my focus. When I set my mind on truth, grace, and Christ's finished work, the Spirit produces life and peace. I've noticed that when I'm mindful of the Spirit's presence, the flesh loses its grip, not because I fought harder, but because I yielded more fully. Colossians 3, 1-3 adds another layer. Paul tells us to set our hearts and minds on things above because our life is hidden with Christ. That truth has carried me through countless internal battles. My life isn't defined by my struggles, it's defined by my union with Jesus. When I remember that, the conflict doesn't disappear, but it loses its power to control me. The Spirit reminds me who I am, and that reminder becomes the path to victory. The battle between flesh and spirit is real, but it isn't hopeless. I have learned that victory comes not from striving, but from surrender. It comes from choosing to trust the Spirit's voice over the noise of the flesh. And every time I do, I experience the freedom Jesus promised. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.